Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Michael, you and I love pies. I have a pie at least three times a week.
Really? Do you?
I love them.
I've got to tell you, I make them, I eat them, I buy them. I just love pies. Mm. I love savoury pies, sweet pies.
Yeah, I love savoury food.
There is a brand new book. It's called 80 Plus Pies and Pastry Delight. So the name itself, but look at it. Look how great that looks.
It's selling it to me.
So I'd like to welcome to the show Dean Brettschneider. Is that how you say your name, Dean?
Yes, indeed. Yep.
Now, you are like a global baker because you're actually, we're phoning you in Singapore, but you live in Denmark, you've got shops in New Zealand and all around the joint. Tell us about your life.
A number of years ago, you know, over too many wines as you do, and I guess I rock and, you know, I hang out in the food world. So, you know, people like Rick Stein and so forth are good friends of mine. And, you know, I was in Shanghai actually where I've got a business and it just seemed obvious that what I seem to be doing is wandering around the globe doing baking, and so the Global Baker became the brand that I developed probably about, I don't know, sort of 8 years ago.
Did you have to start all this yourself, or were you asked to come and bake at various places?
You know, it dawned upon me that when I wrote my first book, and, you know, bear in mind, Pie is my 10th book, and my first book was 12 years ago, and the philosophy for writing books, apart from, you know, the little bit of money I earn from them, is to share knowledge and share information with people so that it really makes baking look, you know, outstanding. Just, you know, in other words, I got sick of the bloody chefs taking all the limelight from the bakers who equally do such a great job. And so, you know, just really developed there, and I just love sharing. And, you know, I travel excessively, like almost every week, and I just think there's got to be a medium to be able to share that interest with people, and books is how I do it.
So the stores, for example, the one in Singapore, is it that much different to the one in Shanghai and the one in Auckland?
Yeah, I mean, the one in Auckland is very Aucklandish. I mean, the bread's still, you know, the product's still very... you know, global,
yeah.
But you know, Auckland's like, you know, it's just too small and doesn't have the numbers to support a really, you know, good viable business. And, you know, at the end of the day, whilst I can put my hand on the heart and say I like to share knowledge and passion and enthusiasm, you know, at the end of that, it's got to make money as well.
So really working in that region where you are and then further up into Europe, I mean, you've definitely got the numbers.
And look, that's what it's all about. And, you know, because, you know, look, baking's just, it's, I mean, I've got 7 TV shows. I've got Kiwi Baker in Singapore, Kiwi Baker in Shanghai, and I'm filming Kiwi Baker in France. And baking is really exploding at the moment. And, you know, but here's, you know, I mean, look, not everyone loves French baking, you know, dare I say it, or German baking. And so, you know, people from Australia and New Zealand, we're such a young baking culture, we can kind of like do what we like and take the very best of everything and then rock up on the doorsteps of these very baking rich cultures and give the people a new experience, because all they've been used to is French baking, for example.
Dean is really a smart cookie, isn't he? Like when you hear him start to talk, you know, it's, what advice do you give to young people listening in today who are, you know, maybe considering a career going into baking?
Yeah, I mean, and they just look at me weird because, you know, they don't understand the hard yards that, you know, we didn't have Twitter, we didn't have Facebook, we didn't have Google, you know, we just had to do the hard yards, and that's often by you know, networking and you know, stretching yourself to exceed, you know, well beyond your, you know, anyone's expectation. But now, you know, you just stick a photo on a bloody Facebook and, you know, people follow you for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the young ones, I try to, you know, and I've got a bunch of them here. I mean, I just love employing people. and the young ones kind of, they don't really understand the hard work because it's just a different era. But, I mean, they understand, they just want to get to where I am, but they want to do it like in 3 years.
Hey, Dean, thanks for being on the show. The brand new book is called Pie, 80 Plus Pies and Pastry Delights. It's absolutely beautiful. And I can't wait to cook from it. So thanks for being on the Today Show.
No problem, thanks.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.